Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 22, 1834, an American doctor, natural scientist and writer named Samuel George Morton arrived in Carlisle Bay aboard a ship from New York at the beginning of a visit to Barbados. During his visit, Morton stayed at Hannah Lewis's hotel in Bridgetown, and he recorded his impressions of Barbados and its population in his journal. Samuel Morton was no ordinary scientist. His ideas on race were based on a bizarre reading of the Bible, which he claimed showed that each race had been created separately, and that each was given specific, irrevocable characteristics by God. In a book entitled Crania Americana, published a few years after his visit to Barbados, Morton claimed that Caucasians had bigger brains and therefore had greater intellectual capacity than Amerindians or Africans. His ideas contributed to the rise of a pernicious school of thought in the 19th century known as scientific racism. Samuel Morton was not impressed by Bridgetown during his visit. In his journal he wrote, "Bridgetown presents at best a very plain appearance. The houses, which were built of stone, rough cast and yellow washed, are without porches or other external ornament, excepting a balcony in the second story, the first story being mostly occupied as a store. The streets are mostly unpaved and without sidewalks, so that in driving through them, a stranger is constantly apprehensive of overrunning some of the innumerable black pedestrians." According to Morton, the population of Barbados in January 1834 was at least 110,000, of which at least 82,000 were slaves. But he noted that the emancipation of the slaves was imminent. However, he made it clear that he thought emancipation was a dangerous idea. He wrote, "How the sudden acquisition of freedom will affect a vast population of uneducated minds is an experiment that remains to be decided. They are uncultivated and by nature indolent, and it is scarcely to be supposed that with the choice between idleness and industry, they will not adopt the former. It is much to be feared that this fine island will be infested with needy vagabonds." Morton also gave this profoundly racist view of the black people he had observed in Barbados. Quote, "The blacks of this island have in my eyes a very repulsive appearance. They have the genuine African face, are listless and stupid in their manner, and singularly uncouth in their deportment. The women in particular are thin and squalid, and I suspect degenerate to the last degree." Samuel Morton's comments on his visit to Barbados, which began on this day in 1834, are a sad and chilling reminder of the racist views that were prevalent among white scientists in those days.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.